How do you mime croissant? Yeah, it's a lot of this. I think this is happening a lot.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. That's Dominic Foxworth. That's Mina Kimes. One of them is a mime. Let's get started.
Mima Kimes?
No.
Ooh.
No. Doesn't even, yes, that doesn't maybe. Even, that doesn't even rhyme. Maybe. That doesn't even rhyme.
Rhyme? Why does that have to rhyme?
Why are you speaking?
Should the Cowboys trade up for Kyle Pitts so Jerry Jones can dream of visions of sugar plums?
It has been an exciting year for any linguists who study Jerry Jones. Because remember earlier this year, there was that story by Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham in which Jerry Jones upstaged a quote by Dominique Foxworth in which he carpet F-bombed Jerry Richardson by saying something about owls bleeping chickens. And so now, a week ahead of the NFL draft, he says this.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to have you come into this league, and man, what a pair up we could do with old Dak Prescott, some of those guys that we've got out there with options to get you the ball, so we can dream of visions of sugar plums around here.
What?
Old Dak Prescott. I love that the Cowboys released this video. I didn't even know we were doing that. Like, you can just release tape of job interviews now. Yeah. And so the Cowboys put this up. And I guess sorry to anybody who gets drafted by the Cowboys, because they're not going to get Kyle Pitts, right, at number 10. He's not even going to fall to them. That's not even realistic.
No.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, unless they figure out some sort of trade-up situation. And obviously, this is not who they need. Like, they have plenty of options. CeeDee Lamb slid to him last year, and they got a pass catcher there. This is not what they need. But I did notice that he said visions of sugar plums, which I don't even know what that is. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't know exactly how that works out. And also, I think he suggested that Dak Prescott is not the only quarterback they have, because he said, we're going to pair you up with Dak Prescott and all these other options to get you the ball. Like, who else is playing quarterback? Didn't you just pay this man a king's ransom to play quarterback, but now someone else is going to throw it?
I believe visions of sugar plums comes from, like, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature with, you guys know
stirring,
the
yes.
poem. Yeah, and I don't know why Jerry Jones' brain went there. I do know why he is fantasizing about Kyle Pitts, because it's Jerry Jones. Of course he's fantasizing about Kyle Pitts. And of course they would have to trade up to get him Pablo. I have to admit, part of me kind of wants to see that. Like, adding Kyle Pitts to that offense would be like pouring gasoline on a fire. It would be insane. But we also kind of saw that last year before Dak Prescott got hurt. That offense was putting up nearly 40 points a game, and they were still losing, because on the other side of the ball, the defense was also a fire, but of the dumpster variety. They have holes at literally every level that they still need to address in the draft. So again, the football geek in me kind of wants to see what that would look like. Kyle Pitts and CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper, but it would be insanely irresponsible, which means Jerry Jones would never do it.
Does Tom Brady sound like a crotchety old man for criticizing the NFL's new number rule?
So the NFL has a new number hierarchy. There was a caste system before where only quarterbacks and kickers and punters could have single digits, those coveted of all the numbers. But now, like, anybody can get them, it seems like. Running backs, for instance, and defensive backs could only have 20 to 49 before. But now everybody is getting into everybody else's numbers. And so this is what Tom Brady is saying on Instagram. And he is passionate about this. Good luck trying to block the right people now. 4 exclamation points. Going to make for a lot of bad football screenshot. And then he also has just like, yeah,
wow. There it is.
Dumb in giant text. Why not let the linemen wear whatever they want to? Why have numbers? Just have color jerseys. Why not wear the same number? ... Again, dumb at NFL, at NFLPA. And I have never seen Tom Brady be this passionate about anything in recorded history. So is he being an old buddy-duddy? Yes. But also, clearly, he's kind of terrified by this, and
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady is 43 years old. His edge in football is his mental mastery of the game, his ability to diagnose defenses pre- and post-snap. And even losing this tiny edge terrifies him, but I think it's notable that everyone else seems cool with it. Like, I haven't seen any other quarterbacks complaining about it. And look, I understand being set in your ways and averse to change. Like, every time Gmail does a slight update, I'm like, I can't use this. Yes. And then a few days pass and I get used to it. If I can get used to Gmail updates, 43-year-old Tom Brady can get used to identifying a mic with a single digit.
What if this was the key to his success all along? What if he comes out and becomes the sixth-round pick that he was always meant to be just because there is a guy with a number 2 playing cornerback out there, or there's a 15 in the linebacker spot and he's just all thrown off? Like, I hope that's what happens, because this does seem ridiculous. If they were wearing the same numbers, which they do sometimes in college, they're duplicate numbers on certain teams, I could understand him saying, good luck blocking the wrong guy, or let's figure out how this works, because we knew that 22 was supposed to be over there, but now there are 2 of them. But no, all you have to do is look at the roster before the game. You know what their numbers are. You know where they're going to be. Like, it's not like they're going to be changing jerseys at halftime. Like, he understands football at a level that I don't, obviously, but I can't wrap my head around how this would at all be a challenge for his offense to know who to block. You're going to have a blitzer coming in. He's like, oh, but his number is wrong. Let's all get out of the way and let him hit Tom. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Boy, I love that theory, Dominique. I love that a genie came and met Tom Brady and he was like, I will make you the greatest quarterback in the world because you will be able to memorize all of the numbers of all the jerseys, but only as they exist under this current NFL uniform rule.
Can I just say another, while we're piling on Tom Brady, I think he unintentionally revealed something else with those IG posts, which is he clearly doesn't write everything else he does on social media. Because normally his tweets and his Instagrams are really like witty and calm and cool and collected. And this one was like, dumb, angry,
exclamation
point.
In there. Yes.
That's Tom Brady. That's the real Tom Brady posted those IG stories.
Up next on HQ.
Pablo, do you know Cristiano Ronaldo's number?
I'm going to guess 5.
Oh, no. It's 12, obviously, just like Tom Brady.
See, Dominique, you can fool me in football, but I just heard you call Juventus Joventos, as if it was an old person candy that you'd find in a pocket at church.
Do you question if Ronaldo is too handsome for the wall?
I don't in general, because I assume he's too handsome for everything. But let's go to the Serie A, where he's doing stuff.
He's not doing stuff, actually. That's the problem.
Not doing enough, it turns out.
Oh, yo, look at his face.
Protecting the moneymaker very conspicuously. I don't think there's any way around that. I don't blame him for doing it, because obviously Cristiano Ronaldo with a busted face is no Cristiano Ronaldo that I know. So,
I don't know who their manager is, but it seems like poor strategy. Like, you don't have your quarterback running down on kickoff. Like, why in the world would you
also
ask Cristiano Ronaldo to be in the wall? Like, maybe he could be the lay down guy in the back. He could be one of these other side guys.
Can we focus in on the lay down guy for a second? Because that's a great observation. A guy, the opposite of Cristiano Ronaldo on the org chart, is just horizontal in case that ball wants to hit any part of him.
You said, by the way, Pablo, we don't know Cristiano Ronaldo when he's not handsome. We do. We have seen that. Pull up the classic Cristiano Ronaldo? So that's what Lee looks like if he lets the ball hit him in the face. Okay? That's what he's trying to avoid, this nightmarish situation. No one should be angry at him for not wanting to look like that.
What's sad is that I think I'm the only person at ESPN probably who went and visited that statue in person. And it was, obviously that's a brag. It's an amazing trip to Madeira, the island off the coast of Morocco. But more than that, I was also informed that Cristiano Ronaldo didn't like that statue to the degree that he had a replacement one, which I didn't know about. But you can tell that he's very proud of it.
Is he wearing a shirt?
Let's focus on the shirt.
Also,
no. Why, Pablo? Why?
Stop zooming in.
Pablo, do you know Cristiano Ronaldo's number?
I'm gonna guess 5.
Oh no. It's 12, obviously, just like Tom Brady.
See, Dominique, you can fool me in football, but I just heard you call Juventus Joventos, as if it was an old person candy that you find in a pocket at church.
I'd like to formally apologize to all my fellow footy fans watching the show right now for the cretins that I share the screen with who know nothing about the beautiful game, unlike Moi.
Hold
on. I know plenty. Let's have a beautiful game off.
Wait, Dominic, it feels like Mina's about to throw a penalty flag at us.
I was waiting for someone to make that joke.
Wait a minute, yellow card. It's not penalty flags, it's cards. I know because I too am a soccer expert.
Do you question if this son should be grateful for his dad's effort?
Let's go out to the Reds and the Diamondbacks, where a baseball game is underway.
The answer is always yes. Be grateful for your father's effort.
This is a swing and a drive.
Oh.
Where's the little kid? Where's the son? Oh no.
I mean, you gotta at least like give your dad a hug or thank him for trying,
yes,
right? Like
he needs
he
it.
He put his life in jeopardy. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't
three
have done
rows.
That.
He fell three rows.
Here's the problem. It's not that he fell. It's that he was trying to hold the nachos at the same time. And this is honestly a problem that constantly arises in the stands with these fans. They try to hold the nachos and catch the ball at the same time. You are not athletes, okay? Just drop the nachos and catch the ball or keep the nachos and don't go for the ball. You cannot do both.
Wait a minute. You're implying that Dominique could do that? I don't think anybody could do that. That's insanely hard.
It's
like
not that hard.
Athlete, I think no person should be expected to do that at all.
To hold something and catch? Like, I believe you both could hold something and catch. I think the problem is that these people are further from not athletes than most people would consider. Like, there is a level of hand-eye coordination that I think an average person has that you should be able to hold something in one hand.
Redirect this video. Let's evaluate the athletic approach here, because I think there is a technique.
See,
like, that's a pretty good first move.
And I
think it's just...
He's going downhill. In what universe does that work out in his favor?
Do you question if this is the greatest Kung Fu master you've ever seen?
If this is the Kung Fu master I'm thinking of, don't worry, America. I know you're complaining. Not enough Asian people on Highly Questionable today. Let's fix that.
Oh my God.
Yep, we know this guy.
Iron Crotch.
Wow. Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master.
Just oh my God.
Proving that name at every possible opportunity.
The incredible testicular fortitude.
It's a gang of them.
So he has topped this. Let's find out how.
Wait, what? What's going on here?
He has some sort of rig.
What is it going on here?
Oh, he's pulling the bus with
his towing the bus.
Yep, with his iron crotch. I mean, this is a thing that lots of people have gathered to observe.
Is it?
Do we know what's it's tight? I mean,
yes. That's. I mean, Mina, you are thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Is if you want to be the iron crotch person, like, I feel like we need some more evidence that you're actually doing the things you say you're doing.
Why is a guy taking a phone call? Wait a minute. This guy is pulling a bus with his crotch, and that guy got a call and turned away. Let me call you back. Just watching a dude pull a giant bus with his groin.
I mean, BRB. He's trying to get you to believe that's what he's doing, but
no.
I mean, you got to lift up the shirt. You got to lift up the shirt.
This is not okay, Dominique.
You want full credit.
This is not
you
okay.
You gotta lift up the shirt. What do you mean it's not
what
okay?
What else does he need to do? Did you watch the first video? You're
again,
doubting that this guy will endanger his iron crotch?
That might be like a cup situation. We got pants on. I don't actually know what's going on. I need more evidence. You don't get the nickname Iron Crotch without proving it.
Basically, Dominique is asking if he can actually drive stick.
That was a long way to go, Mina. A long way to go.
Remember when driving was fun? It was an act of freedom.
I think you're the best mime on the show. I gotta admit, your mime game is all in the eyes. It's all in the eyes. You're giving great mime expressions. Mina's mime expressions, not great.
He's creeping me out, I guess, so that's like a mime.
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, aren't mimes creepy?
It's the facial expression. What are you doing?
He's pulling a rope, obviously. He's in a tug of war.
Why? Why is he pulling a rope?
Yeah.
He's looking at me, pulling a rope. I don't understand what you're doing. You're playing tug of war with me.
You.
But like, are we supposed to be guessing something right now?
Important part of mime school that Pablo obviously did not finish is you got to know when to end the bit. Mimes always know when to shut it down.
What was that? What were you simulating? Don't do it now. No, I just want to do the show. Hey, are you miming people who hate weekends? Dominique Foxworth would say.
What's up, Devontae? It's AJ.
I'm not the biggest. I've been doubted a lot just because of my size.